Tomorrow, many families will sit down to Easter Sunday lunch, and children, who should be sitting at the table, will instead be serving in Iraq. There were Passover Seder dinners this week, same thing. And even though the most dangerous part of that war seems over, people here at home are still anxious. During holidays, we're even more aware that our lives have changed. Now, here's what I think of at this time of family holidays and frightening wars. I think of food. What can I give the people I love that will make them all feel better? We're having lunch with friends tomorrow. When I asked what I could bring, our hostess suggested your mother's deviled eggs, and I thought that would be the perfect thing. It's comfort food. It will comfort me to make it. I could fill the eggs with a star-shaped pastry tube, but I won't. I'll use 2 spoons to make a little mound and slip it into half an egg, just like my mother did. I might also try pimento cheese spread, maybe in celery sticks. I have my mother's recipe, but I won't use it because it makes about a gallon of the stuff. It's the recipe she used for the hospital auxiliary snack bar. What we called the Pink Ladies sold sandwiches from there, on white bread, of course. I have moved on from Velveeta, but the principle is the same. Cheese, pimentos in little glass jars, lots of mayonnaise, no celery salt. My friend Marion Burroughs has written a book called Cooking for Comfort. When life is uncertain, she says, we look to foods that made us feel secure as children. Comfort food is not the same for everyone, of course. Some people would say meatloaf, roast chicken, chicken soup. Macaroni and cheese is probably universal. But here's my thought. Stacked enchiladas with red chili sauce will get you through most crises. When things get really dire, I put a fried egg on top of the stack.